We are Portsmouth Community Radio, and this is a special Thursday morning edition of Black Knight Meditations, a show usually on Tuesday nights from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., spinning all things metal, black metal, death metal, speed, thrash, doom, power, traditional metal. But we're doing a special edition of Black Knight Meditations because I've got a couple of interviews to do this morning, and I've got Gaul, vocalist for Treldom, and vocalist for Gorgoroth on the phone with me now. Gaul, how are you doing this morning?
Fine.
Thank you very much for calling in. Are you in Norway right now?
Yes. I'm at home. My welly.
Do I dare ask how the weather is over there?
Today it's rather cold for this time of season, but the sun is shining and bright weather.
Oh, interesting. I want to mention ahead of time that I have not received the Treldom CD yet from Regain Records. I'm still waiting for it and still have not gotten it. But I have sampled the album online. And Treldom has been around for about 15 years or so now. And this is a band that you had before you joined Gorgoroth. Treldom is black metal, so is Gorgoroth. Your other projects, Skullskog and Sigfodder, who I've never even heard. But the bands do not sound exactly the same. There are differences. I'm wondering, are you able to musically express yourself artistically and voice your beliefs only within the realm of black metal? Or are there other different musical avenues that you could use?
In general, I like the diversity that's possible to do within black metal. I could do anything, basically. There's, of course, musical genres that I wouldn't touch, but...
I'm sure it's pretty obvious what some of those genres are, but for example, what are some genres that you would not want to go into, besides the obvious pop commercial music genres? What are some other avenues that you're not interested in?
Anything that's not related to me, basically. So,
okay.
Music should be feelings, and therefore things that... needs to be something that you're close to.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, soul would not be something that I could enter into. Not R&B or hip-hop.
You know, just for the sake of amusement, hearing you in an R&B soul atmosphere would be rather bizarre, to say
the
least.
I would think so.
Yeah. The new Treldom record, which I believe the title translates to In Memory in English, is that correct?
In Remembrance.
In Remembrance, okay.
So, but it can also be translated to In Honor of Memory.
I see.
It's also Minne, which is part of the soul, the memory part of the soul. Mm-hmm. Blood memory in a way, or genetics. You have knowledge about yourself that you never in your physical life have been taught, and this is part of this as well.
The album does feature some folkish music, and are those original pieces or are they traditional Norwegian pieces?
Original.
They are original. Is this a genre of music that could be another musical outlet for you?
Definitely. I will most likely do so. But
oh, really? So you do you have something planned?
I'm always working on different in different genres. So it's something that I'm.
Well, what about for those of us who listen to your different projects? Is there anything that we can actually expect to hear released anytime soon?
Yes, we have this. That's more in a. Even before folk music or folklore music, that I do with Kvitlaun, this Vardruna. That will probably be out. The thing is, I don't have any. I don't have any time pressure there either. So, because of the subject it deals with, so.
So it'll happen when it happens, right?
Yeah, okay. And when it comes to more traditional folklore, I will probably, when I get time to studio, I have already play the fiddle on this, the Treldom album. I have already already plans with him to do kind of a where he will do some of my grandfather's music and also some of his own music, where I will participate with reading the poetic Edda, basically.
Oh, cool.
In an old traditional way.
And you mentioned that there's no rush on this particular project. And was that the same for Treldom, with the gap in between albums? There was just no rush to get it out?
Yeah, in general, this is the way I work with everything. So I never work with a time pressure.
And the Treldom album, the new one, does have material that was written years ago, correct?
Yeah, some of them actually, but back to the very first start of Treldom. So 15-year-old music, some of it.
And these were these ideas that you had written for the previous records that did not make it onto those albums?
No, they were written for this particular subject.
I see. Okay. Now, you mentioned some of the musical genres that you're not a fan of. Outside of traditional Norwegian folk music and obviously black metal, are there any other genres of music that you not necessarily would want to participate in, but you enjoy listening to?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of David Bowie.
Oh, really? Oh, great.
So
I'm getting into his music right now. I've only known a few of the more well-known songs of his career, but somebody has loaned me his entire discography, so I'm now exploring David Bowie as well. And do you like the his earlier stuff or his 80s and 90s material? Do you like the 70s stuff?
I really like the 70s stuff, but also his 90s and also what he's doing now. And I think there's definitely interesting things going on in the 80s with him as well.
Right. And again, I said I'm just now getting into him. I like the 1980 album Scary Monsters and some of his 70s stuff that for some reason I just never started listening to. I'm only now starting to appreciate.
Yeah. Well,
go ahead.
Also, a really brilliant part of music, and you have so much to look forward to.
and he's covered so many different styles too throughout his career. He's been around for so long doing different styles of music. So there's a little something there for everyone that I think that he's done. I know that you are a painter. Does painting offer you an artistic outlet that could also be channeled into your music, or is painting for you an expression that just would never translate into music?
It's probably what I cannot translate into music. So, but I personally definitely see the same character in it, but it's. Everything I do, I do for a personal conversation with myself, and at least that's what I think it is I'm doing. I will probably find out when I create something more, and I always feed myself with what I do. So it's like an inner conversation.
And you're still keeping those paintings to yourself, correct?
Yeah, most of them, but I've loosened up on this a bit at the moment. I might actually have to get rid of everything so that I can begin creating from the start.
Oh, starting over, okay. Are there any particular styles of painting or any particular painters that you either fashion yourself after or that you've taken inspiration from?
Subconsciously, I probably have been inspired by early Picasso, Edvard Munch. But it's the way I... Maybe a bit of Caravaggio's creations as well, but I probably just take inspiration from again recognize myself in. So then I will, of course, turn back to the inspiration source is myself.
So we may actually be able to, somebody out there who's a fan of your music might be able to get some of your paintings at some point?
It's not something that I will work against, but I have to use time for this.
I see.
So
okay.
it might be doable.
Okay. Now, you've had, Treldom has been your band for many years, and this was before you joined Gorgoroth. Was the fact that this was your band play any role in continuing on with Treldom for all those years when you were doing Gorgoroth and there were no Treldom releases? The fact that it was your band, so you had no reason to disband it, you just kept it around, it was always there because it was yours?
But we are the same members as on the last album, well, apart from the drummer. So, the rest of the members have been equally patient, and I think they are very satisfied with actually being patient with this project. So,
I would certainly hope that they would be patient, as it's been quite a few years since the last Treldom LP. And I take it we're not going to have to wait another 6, 7, 8 years for another Treldom record.
No, that's not. It's not the plan. we have already the foundation of the music, and we communicate on a regular basis. So,
other than doing interviews such as this and playing live, do you take any other role in promoting your bands? Yeah, I was kind of surprised to find out that Gorgoroth had a MySpace page. I thought that that must have been something done by management or the label. I don't see that avenue being used by the band.
Yeah.
Though I know the purpose of Gorgoroth is a message, not necessarily the music. And that is a very, as far as numbers-wise, population-wise, it's a great way to reach a lot of people. I personally don't engage in MySpace at all. Was that something that your label or your management did?
Everyone but me was involved in this, I think.
Good. It's good to know that somebody else other than me does not participate in MySpace. Sometimes I feel like I'm the only one, but I have no interest in it. Now, on the subject of playing live, Gorgoroth has a South American tour coming up in September. It's not easy for bands to get into America because of difficulties with getting visas, but has there been any attempt to book North American dates in the coming months for Gorgoroth?
We have to make sure that we are able to get in first.
Right. Yeah. And that's the problem with a lot of bands is, you know, getting in the country.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, we really want to go and do a tour in the States, but we have to make sure that we will be able to get in.
Right.
Otherwise, it's difficult to organize a tour in general.
Right, and there have been many metal bands who have booked tours ahead of getting their visas, and then they find out some or all of them can't even get into the country. I take it the band has had interest from promoters over here in bringing you over?
Yeah.
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
But is that something that's being worked on now, trying to get visas to get into the country?
We have people on the... working on it, yeah.
Okay. So it's possible anyway, we might see Gorgoroth in the States.
It's possible, hopefully. Okay. Well, I hope it's possible.
Yeah. And what about Treldom playing live?
It's not something that we have on the agenda at the moment, but I've been asked from several both festivals and also things that's not related to metal. Things that are related to more artistic or other artistic and cultural environments, also as kind of a headline act. So it seems to be touching part of at least the Norwegian culture than only the metal scene.
Right. So we shouldn't expect to see Treldom over in the States anytime soon.
I don't think I would put Treldom. I might do some single gigs with Treldom, but I don't think I would put on a tour. I don't see it as a band that would go on a regular metal tour like I can do with Gorgoroth.
Right. I totally understood. And because Treldom is a black metal band, not necessarily the same as Gorgoroth, but similar in nature, is it safe to assume that the message for Treldom is as important or more important than the music as it is with Gorgoroth?
Yeah, of course. But Treldom is an inner dialogue, or they're much more than Gorgoroth, which is it's faced out to the world. But Treldom is more for the person inside. It's a dialogue towards the individual in a much bigger scale.
And this is something that you get from Treldom that you don't get from Gorgoroth, is the more the interconnection with what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. And what of the future of Treldom? Are there any things specifically planned that we can expect to see or hear?
Well, at least 6 more albums. That's for sure.
6 more.
Yeah.
That's fine with me. Hopefully I can get them all. I'm still waiting on the new one.
Yeah.
And how much writing have you done for upcoming records?
I have all the main topics worked out, and also musically, but I don't write things down. I keep them in my head so that it will be part of what I present. When you write things down, you seem to, one easily moves away from it. I don't trust the written word, but
so you feel that the ideas and the thoughts stay the same if you keep them in your head as opposed to writing them down?
Yeah, it's I have this experience. Myself, it's also when you put music to things, that music is a time capsule in a way.
Sure.
So when you put the rhythm to a poem, or then you will put the emotions involved into the rhythm and the notes that you say. That's what make art in general, like music or paintings, so timeless. It will always maintain its source.
You have other projects that you've been a part of, Galskog and another ex, Sigfodder, which I've not heard myself. Is there anything on the horizon for either of these?
Yeah, Galskog, we already recorded the guitars and the drums, so it's the bass and the vocals left for the upcoming album. But for Sigfodder, me and Skog, which is the original members of we have music for 4 albums at least. So, but what the first that we will hopefully will be able to release during next year. It's we already. The music was finished, both lyrically and musically, in '96. So it's basically for us to start to rehearse and to book a studio and go and actually do it.
Well, '96, a long time ago, and when something that you have that you have ready that long ago, you don't feel any need to change it. To sort of like you feel that's the way it was at that time for that purpose, so you feel that it's important to keep it the same, not to change it in any way.
Oh well, it will be. Of course, I will put. I will of course have to put the energy that I have now into it, and I will try to get the energy that I had when I originally made it. This is also. I successfully did this with the song Winternatt on Treldom which I didn't rehearse or anything, but it's a song that I made when I was 18 or something, and I still feel that I got the atmosphere that I would have if I had recorded it at 18.
Now, you mentioned that you want to capture the energy that you have now, but still have the same energy that you had back then. You know, the difference between the two, is it age, or is it just the fact that you've evolved since then? Is it just the natural evolution, or is it the age factor? What is the difference between the two energies, what you have now and what you had then?
I hope they are very close, but they are still, of course, experience that comes with age. If I'm equally energetic enough as I were in 96, but I think I am. But it might be kind of a more patient expression. But it might be a good thing. The thing is that patience is something that I've always been, but I'm probably more patient now than I've ever been.
So you're a wiser Gaul now than you were back then, of course.
Well, people can argue on that subject, but I would think so.
And with the Gaul Skog, it's sometimes labeled as industrialish black metal. Would there be any style change from your past music for Gaul Skog?
Gaul Skog is originally Gaul Skog was not meant to be called Gaul Skog. Gaul Skog was supposed to be something that everything that me and Skog did together, and that we have a lot of different projects that express completely different things, but we will also return to this the same expression as Erotic Funeral, but we have another full length at least for that one, but it will not be the upcoming will be have a different expression and would have been called something completely different if we didn't put the name Gaul Skog to it. It's Gaul Skog is more of a production team in a way. So it's originally it's Gaul Skog Productions present, and the Erotic Funeral is the title of the band originally. But it turned out this way. So it's
Well, you've
our brand.
You've got a lot of things on your schedule. You're going to be a busy man for the next I don't know how many years with all these different albums that you're doing, the different groups.
Yeah, hopefully till I die.
And I mean Gorgoroth alone is something that, as long as you continue with it, can take I'm sure it's full time. It takes up a lot of your time, especially when you're on tour and promoting a new record. I mean, that's something that that's a full on job, just that alone.
Yeah.
And does Gorgoroth the fact that it's a movement that so many people are aware of, so many people know about it, there's a lot of touring done, putting out an album is in black metal is a pretty big thing for Gorgoroth to do. Does that take away time that you would otherwise be spending on the other work that you do, or is it something that you're able to compartmentalize Gorgoroth, and then you have Treldom over here, and it's not an issue for you scheduling wise, or is it?
There's more people to work with Gorgoroth wise. You have to consider more individuals involved in the whole production team around.
True.
For me, it's in a way not colliding, but of course it can delay things. And if I were presenting something I were not, then I would. Then I think it would have been a problem, but I'm able to. I'm always working on. When I'm on tour, I'm always bringing with me in my mind, both Galskog, Siegfather, and Treldom, it's something that's me. So it's I'm on full-time job because I'm presenting myself.
Right.
Otherwise, I think it would have. I can see it have, could have been a problem if it wasn't this way. But as long as one is what one presents, then I don't think time will be an issue.
Okay. But we won't have to wait 6 or 7 more years for another Treldom record, though, right?
It doesn't look like that, but you never know. Maybe I will be gone tomorrow.
And what have plans for Gorgoroth after this South American tour?
I will return to Norway. I think it's the end of the 28th of September. Then we might do some work with. I might get time to do start the rehearsals with Siegfather at that time, and then we'll go on a tour in November with Gorgoroth. Be gone the whole of November, basically, and returning early December. And then in January, we go to Russia and Ukraine, and hopefully a couple of other Eastern European countries.
So, you're a busy man.
Yeah, at least for now. So, there's time when I can relax as well, so.
Now, this is a question you've probably been asked a lot in the last few months, but I haven't seen a response from you since then. But I'm curious to know about how you felt that you were treated on that documentary that was produced a few months back about, I think it was technically called True Norwegian Black Metal, and there were some journalists who came out to your home. Did you see the finished product?
I've seen through it once. To see if they had if they quoted themselves and me correctly, basically. So,
and having seen it, how did you feel?
We're just looking for in a way, I saw it so that I could call them up and say, "Oh, this has to be changed when you release it on DVD." Like this school story that Rob is referring to.
That's
5 different stories made into one fictional story in a way. So
really,
his memory is not he's not memorizing correctly. But I can see all the sources he get this story out of, but. It is not quite correct. I hope I've told them that they have to change this when they release it, and also that this cabin was supposed to be my grandparents' house. It's more of a hunting cabin. But probably Eva from Vice Magazine Sweden. He's probably forgetting the name for cabin.
Yeah.
On the top of the mountain there, so and therefore saying house instead. So,
well, what I got out of that documentary is the nature of Norway is what I liked most about it, and I liked the fact that you took them up to the mountain, you went hiking in the woods. We saw the area in Norway that you live, and that's what I liked most about the documentary. That's what I got out of it, was the nature of Norway. And I think that sometimes something that's lost, especially in metal, to the outside community, is that nature is a very important thing when it comes to metal, specifically black metal.
Yeah, the Norwegian black metal, at least. Of course, we call Venom black metal as well. But they are, of course, not related to
right,
nature.
Exactly.
And they would probably like to be separated from Norwegian black metal, so at least from what I've heard. So they can please just keep the name black metal, but Norwegian black metal is something else. But definitely, and I think maybe nature is a great. probably the reason why it's created in these areas. It's Norwegians are tremendously bound to nature, and it's not too many big cities, or it's not a city culture.
Right. As opposed to say the United, as opposed to a lot of the United States. So. And even your neighbors over in Sweden and Finland, and I think that's why there's this this genre of folk metal that's come out in the last I don't know how many years. I mean, a lot of it comes from Bathory anyway, specifically black metal. But I think a lot of this folk metal comes from nature, being so influenced and inspired by the nature.
Yeah, this is Scandinavia belongs to the shamanistic belt. Also the north of Germany at some point, but the northern Europe basically, which we share with the Native Americans and all other, all other nature-based religions, where everything is in nature has a soul or a purpose. So I think that might be the reason for this. I think it's the memory of our ancestors that is returning. These forces of nature has never laid rest, and is always wanting to return. It's Odin that's reminding us about him.
Hey, Gaul, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate you calling in. We've talked for about a half an hour now, and I do appreciate all your time. Good luck with the Gorgoroth tour and your future endeavors. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, no problem.
Take care, brother.